I'm the king of Salem, the old man had said. Why would a king be talking with a shepherd, the boy asked, awed and embarrassed.
For several reasons, but let's say the most important is that you have succeeded in discovering your personal legend.
The boy didn't know what a person's personal legend was.
It's what you have always wanted to accomplish. Everyone, when they are young, knows what their personal legend is. At that point in their lives, everything is clear and everything is possible. They are not afraid to dream and to yearn for everything they would like to see happen to them in their lives. But as time passes, a mysterious force begins to convince them that it will be impossible for them to realize their personal legend.
None of what the old man was saying made much sense to the boy. But he wanted to know what the mysterious force was. The merchant's daughter would be impressed when he told her about that.
It's a force that appears to be negative, but actually shows you how to realize your personal legend. It prepares your spirit and your will, because there is one great truth on this planet. Whoever you are, or whatever it is that you do, when you really want something, it's because that desire originated in the soul of the universe. It's your mission on Earth.
Even when all you want to do is travel, or marry the daughter of a textile merchant?
Yes, or even search for treasure. The soul of the world is nourished by people's happiness, and also by unhappiness, envy, and jealousy. To realize one's personal legend is a person's only real obligation. All things are one. And when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it.
They were both silent for a time, observing the plaza and the townspeople. It was the old man who spoke first.
Why do you tend a flock of sheep?
Because I like to travel. The old man pointed to a baker standing in his shop window at one corner of the plaza.
When he was a child, that man wanted to travel too. But he decided first to buy his bakery and put some money aside. When he's an old man, he's going to spend a month in Africa. He never realized that people are capable at any time of their lives of doing what they dream of.
He should have decided to become a shepherd, the boy said.
Well, he thought about that, the old man said. But bakers are more important people than shepherds. Bakers have homes, while shepherds sleep out in the open. Parents would rather see their children marry bakers than shepherds.
The boy felt a pang in his heart, thinking about the merchant's daughter. There was surely a baker in her town. The old man continued,
In the long run, what people think about shepherds and bakers becomes more important for them than their own personal legends.
The old man leafed through the book and fell to reading a page he came to. The boy waited, and then interrupted the old man just as he himself had been interrupted. Why are you telling me all this?
Because you are trying to realize your personal legend, and you are at the point where you are about to give it all up.
And that's when you always appear on the scene?
Not always in this way, but I always appear in one form or another. Sometimes I appear in the form of a solution or a good idea. At other times, at a crucial moment, I make it easier for things to happen. There are other things I do too, but most of the time people don't realize I've done them.
The old man related that the week before he'd been forced to appear before a miner and had taken the form of a stone. The miner had abandoned everything to go mining for emeralds. For 5 years he had been working a certain river and had examined hundreds of thousands of stones looking for an emerald. The miner was about to give it all up, right at the point when, if he were to examine just one more stone, just one more, he would find his emerald. Since the miner had sacrificed everything to his personal legend, the old man decided to become involved. He transformed himself into a stone that rolled up to the miner's foot. The miner, with all the anger and frustration of his 5 fruitless years, picked up the stone and threw it aside. But he had thrown it with such force that it broke the stone it fell upon, and there, embedded in the broken stone, was the most beautiful emerald in the world.
"People learn early in their lives what is their reason for being," said the old man with a certain bitterness. "Maybe that's why they give up on it so early, too. But that's the way it is."
The boy reminded the old man that he had said something about hidden treasure.
"Treasure is uncovered by the force of flowing water, and it is buried by the same current," said the old man. "If you want to learn about your own treasure, you will have to give me 1/10 of your flock."
"What about 1/10 of my treasure?" The old man looked disappointed.
"If you start out by promising what you don't even have yet, you'll lose your desire to work toward getting it."
The boy told him that he'd already promised to give 1/10 of his treasure to the gypsy.
"Gypsies are experts at getting people to do that," sighed the old man. "In any case, it's good that you've learned that everything in life has its price. That is what the warriors of the light try to teach."
The old man returned the book to the boy.
"Tomorrow, at this same time, bring me 1/10 of your flock, and I will tell you how to find the hidden treasure. Good afternoon."
And he vanished around the corner of the plaza.